Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. After World War II, the career heights of composer Cole Porter seemed to be mostly behind him. However, that all changed in 1948, when Porter scored one of his biggest smash successes, the award-winning musical Kiss Me, Kate. This musical, with songs like Too Darn Hot and So In Love, kicked off a victory lap for the composer's final years, which included musicals like Can-Can and films like High Society. Coming up on this episode, I'll explore these late songs of Cole Porter, sung by Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, and more. It's Kiss Me, Kate, and Cole Porter's comeback. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Dear gentlefolks of Newport, should I say hats and cats? I want you to lend an ear to some shimmering shops and flats. Now these cozy voiciosas, they're about the greatest in the trade. They're gonna show you now exactly how, approximately, jazz music is vicious. And now you take some skin, jazz begin. I take a bass, whoa, we getting someplace. I take a box, the one that rocks. New Orleans, horn, bar, trivia. Yes, take a stick, one with a lick. Take a bone, oh, on the phone. Take a spot, the one that's hot. Now you have jazz, 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 jazz. La toute ensemble. And therapeutic. You have jazz, 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 jazz. Mr. Edmund Hall. Hey, now you have jazz, jazz, jazz. Mr. Billy Kyle at the piano. San Francisco Flash, Squire Gush at the bass. Oh, well, I listen to Mr. Barry Deans.
I listen to, well, you know who. Come on up here, Pops, and get a little bit of what's left, Dad.
Okay, yeah. Daddy. Right up there, Bob. I'll get on your side.
Papa Bing Crosby in Technicolor.
If you sail,
I sail it, sail it.
Across the sea.
Oh, wait, you wait for me.
Take my tip, they're all multi-hip in Italy.
Oh, well, I read the chair. As for France.
Oh, you're very big there.
Yes, believe it or not.
I do believe you, yes, indeed.
The Frenchman's all before what they call leges. Ah.
Oh, well, you take a play.
Oh, well,
go to Siam. In Bangkok today, round the clock, they love to jam. The Indians on the Amazon. They beat one bar, and all of them are.
Well, gone, man, gone.
Oh,
from the equator, out to the pole.
east to the west, out to the coast. Jazz is king, jazz is the thing that folks dig.
Now You Has Jazz, performed by Louis Armstrong with Trummy Young live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1957. Cole Porter wrote that song for Armstrong and Bing Crosby to perform in the 1956 film High Society. However, Porter, ever the wordsmith, apparently struggled with the jazz lingo. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the late career renaissance of composer Cole Porter. The 1930s, while most of America was struggling through the Depression, were the heyday of songwriter Cole Porter. His wit and skill created a string of hits for both stage and screen during that decade, including The Gay Divorcee, Anything Goes, and Born to Dance, penning such enduring songs as Night and Day, I Get a Kick Out of You, and I've Got You Under My Skin. As the 1940s began, it seemed the successes would continue for Porter. But as the decade wore on, the once king of Broadway and Hollywood seemed to be on the decline, his best work behind him. Shows like Seven Lively Arts and films like The Pirate were flops. An old injury that he sustained from falling off of a horse in 1937 was still causing him constant pain. Time magazine said Porter had become a wallflower and that, quote, another flop might finish him altogether, end quote. Moreover, the successful biopic about Porter's life called Night and Day, starring Cary Grant as Cole Porter, seemed more like a retrospective about a once great composer. However, that all changed in 1948 with one musical that put Cole Porter back on top and sparked a late career renaissance for the songwriter. The idea for this musical was presented to him by playwright Bella Spiewak, and it was a combination of an adaptation of a Shakespeare play with a wacky backstage musical. It was all inspired by the real-life couple of actors Arthur Lunt and Lynn Fontaine, who had acrimonious fights offstage during a Broadway production of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew, but still managed to seem in love onstage. Porter was nervous about the high concept of this new show, but Spiewak insisted. After 3 months, they had a musical. The result was the 1948 musical Kiss Me, Kate, which, despite having no big star attached, was a resounding success. Reviews at the time proclaimed that the old Cole Porter was back. The musical was chock-a-block with now famous standards, including Too Darn Hot and Always True to You in My Fashion. But at the time, most critics agreed that the standout number was So in Love, the longing ballad from Act 1. The song has been recorded by everyone from Frank Sinatra to Ella Fitzgerald, with notable hit versions by Patti Page, Bing Crosby, and Dinah Shore shortly after Kiss Me, Kate premiered. Here's a version from a decade after the show premiered, sung by Peggy Lee. This is the Cole Porter song, So in Love, on Afterglow.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I, even without you. About you, you know, darling, why so in love with you am I, in love with the night mysterious, the night when you first were there. Good. deceive me, desert me. I'm yours till I die. So in love, so in love, so in love with you, my love. Am I? I'm yours till
two songs from the 1948 Cole Porter musical Kiss Me, Kate. Just now we heard Joe Stafford, just a year after the musical premiered, with Why Can't You Behave? And before that we heard Peggy Lee with So In Love. That comes from her 1959 album I Like Men, a play on the title of a different song from Kiss Me, Kate called I Hate Men. Kiss Me, Kate would go down in Broadway history as a special first. In 1949, in a small reception at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, members of the American Theater Wing were holding their third annual award ceremony. This year, they decided to give out medallions for the first time, which they lovingly called Tonys, after the American Theater Wing's founder, Antoinette Perry. It was also the first year that they introduced the brand new category of Best Musical, and Kiss Me, Kate was the recipient of that award. becoming the first in a line of Best Musical winners ranging from South Pacific and The Sound of Music to The Lion King and Hamilton. Porter also won the award for Best Score, further cementing his legacy. About a decade later, singer Ella Fitzgerald and record producer Norman Granz set out on a project to celebrate the great theater songs of the early 20th century, what we now call today the Great American Songbook. The first composer on their list to celebrate was Mr. Cole Porter. The 1956 album Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Cole Porter Songbook was the first album released on the newly minted Verve record label, and Fitzgerald included four songs from Kiss Me, Kate. Let's hear two of them now, beginning with Cole Porter's ode to stifling weather, Too Darn Hot, on Afterglow.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. Baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a G.I. for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
Something wet. When the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. I've been asked to have a meal by a big tycoon in steel. If the meal includes a deal, accept I may. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, means that Tex is here to stay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Ohio, Mr. Thorne calls me up from night till morn. Mr. Thorne wants cornered corn, and that ain't hay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Milwaukee, Mr. Fritz often dines me at the Ritz. Mr. Fritz invented Schlitz, and Schlitz must pay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, baby. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way.
From the 1956 album, Ella Fitzgerald sings the Cole Porter Songbook. We just heard Always True to You in My Fashion and Too Darn Hot, two songs from the 1948 musical Kiss Me, Kate. Kiss Me, Kate was just the inspiration Porter needed to jumpstart his career again. Over the next 8 years, Porter, who at one point thought his career was over, became a hitmaker once again. His follow-up musical, Out of This World, based on an ancient Greek comedy, was campier than most other Porter musicals, and included songs like Use Your Imagination and I Am Loved. Unfortunately, though, it was not quite the hit he had hoped for. Part of the reason may be because its most enduring song, the song From This Moment On, was actually cut from the production. Porter believed in the song, and he added it to the film version of Kiss Me, Kate a few years later. Sure enough, the song stuck, and it's become a tried-and-true standard. Here's a recording of that song from the 1957 album A Swingin' Affair by Frank Sinatra. This is Sinatra with Cole Porter's From This Moment on Afterglow.
From this moment on, you fall. Only 2:40, dear. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more blue songs, only hoop-de-doo songs. From this moment on, for you've got the love I need so much. You've got the skin that I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got those sweet lips to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you dry, babe. We'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this moment on. From this moment. Kind of skin that I love to touch, and you got the arms that can hold me tight. You got those lovely lips just to kiss me goodnight. From this moment on, you and
Frank Sinatra and arranger Nelson Riddle in 1957 with Cole Porter's From This Moment On. That was originally cut from Porter's 1950 musical Out of This World, and later added to the film version of his big hit musical Kiss Me Kate in 1953. Coming up after a short break, we'll continue to explore the late career of Cole Porter, including the return to his big inspiration, Paris. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow, I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the late career comeback of Mr. Cole Porter this hour, starting with Kiss Me Kate in 1948. By the time the 1950s began, Porter found himself in a depressive funk again. He checked himself into a hospital, and despite his success with Kiss Me Kate, he was unsure whether he would ever compose another hit again. However, he began to work on a new musical around this time that reignited the flames of his youth. It was called Can-Can, and it was set in turn-of-the-century Paris, a place where Cole Porter lived in the 1920s. some of his earliest successful musicals, like 50 Million Frenchmen from 1929 and Paris from 1928, were set in gay Paris, so Can Can was a homecoming of sorts. While the critics were lukewarm about the show, audiences loved it, and the show ran for nearly 900 performances, nearly as many as Kiss Me Kate. One particular audience favorite was Porter's ode to the city he once called home, one of his more simple and nostalgic songs called I Love Paris. Let's hear that now. This is Dean Martin from his 1962 LP called French Style with Cole Porter's I Love Paris on Afterglow.
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheers, oh, whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment. Every moment of the year I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love is so near. Because my love is near, love is near, love is near. Ah, Paris.
Wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me. The wrong face, not his face, but such a face that is all right with me. The wrong song, the wrong style, the wrong smile, not his smile, but such a smile that is all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you wanna forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Lena Horne and her 1955 hit version of the Cole Porter song It's All Right With Me from his 1953 musical Can-Can. Evidently, Porter was not a big fan of this version, even though Horne was the first one to make the song a hit. He intended the song to be sung slowly, like the way Frank Sinatra sang it in the 1960 film version of Can-Can. However, the song as Porter wrote it was quite long, so Lena Horne and almost everyone else who performed it took it at a quicker tempo so it could fit on one side of a record. Before that, we heard another song from the musical Can-Can, Cole Porter's ode to the City of Lights, I Love Paris, sung by Dean Martin in 1962. The songs from Can-Can became nearly as famous as the songs from Kiss Me, Kate, open to many interpretations beyond those of the French variety. For instance, on the 1960 album Latin a la Lee from singer Peggy Lee, she included two songs from the musical performed in an Afro-Cuban style. Let's hear those versions now. First, here's Peggy Lee with the Cole Porter song I Am in Love on Afterglow.
I am dejected, I am depressed, yet resurrected and sailing the crest. Why this elation mixed with deflation? What explanation? I am in love. Such conflicting questions ride around in my brain. Should I order cyanide or order champagne? What is this sudden jolt? Feel like a frightened colt just hit by a thunderbolt. I am in love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You can only brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. For I am wildly in love with you, and so in need of a stampede of love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You can only brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. For I am wildly in love with you, and so in need of a stampede of love. And so in need of a stampede of love. And so in need of a stampede of love. So in need of a stampede of love.
Spin, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique. When every night your loved one holds you tight. Ooh la la la. C'est magnifique. But when one day your loved one drifts away, ooh la la la, it is so tragique. But when once more he whispers, je t'adore, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique.
Peggy Lee, from her 1960 album Latin a la Lee, putting an Afro-Cuban spin on two Cole Porter songs from his 1953 musical Can-Can. Just now we heard C'est magnifique, and before that, I Am in Love. Cole Porter's follow-up to Can-Can would be his last Broadway musical. It was called Silk Stockings, based on an old Greta Garbo film called Ninotchka, and it was a farce set in the Soviet Union, the U.S.'s new Cold War foe. Porter worked on the musical with George S. Kaufman and Abe Burrows, two stage veterans who just completed their successful production of Guys and Dolls. Silk Stockings was a moderate success on Broadway, enough that it was turned into a Hollywood film 2 years later, starring Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse. Despite its moderate success, the musical did not churn out as many hit songs for Porter as Kiss Me Kate or Can-Can did. The one song that did survive was All of You, sung by Fred Astaire in the film. Let's hear that familiar song now, sung by Nancy Wilson in 1960. This is Nancy Wilson with Cole Porter's All of You on Afterglow.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you. To gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me too, for I love all of you. Heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all of you.
Nancy Wilson from her 1960 album Like in Love with the Cole Porter song All of You. That comes from Porter's 1954 musical Silk Stockings. Despite his late career renaissance, the mid-1950s were a tough time for Cole Porter. His mother passed away in 1952, and his wife and best friend Linda passed away in 1954. Even though theirs was an unconventional relationship, Cole was a closeted homosexual, the death of Linda still took a toll on his personal life. Nevertheless, the songwriter had a few more tricks up his sleeve, his final artistic contributions occurring only on film and television rather than on the stage. One of those films was the 1957 MGM musical Les Girls, starring Gene Kelly and Mitzi Gaynor. It's an interesting film, told three times from the perspective of the three leading ladies, Rashomon style, but it only produced one memorable song. And that song was really only memorable because it evoked the popular French style of Porter's earlier success, Can Can. Here's that song now, sung by Tony Bennett. This is Ça c'est l'amour on Afterglow.
When suddenly you sight someone for whom you yearn, ça c'est l'amour. And when to your delight she loves you in return, ça c'est l'amour. Then dawns a dreary day, your darling goes away, and all is over, you are sure. Oh, when she returns and loves you as before, you take her in your lonely arms and want her even more. Ça c'est l'amour. Ça c'est l'amour.
Ça c'est l'amour. Ça c'est l'amour.
Then dawns a dreary day, your darling goes away, and all is over, you are sure. Oh, when she returns and loves you as before, you take her in your lonely arms and want her even.
That's right. You know what that is. That's love, that is.
Ça c'est l'amour.
Ça c'est l'amour, a Cole Porter song from the 1957 MGM film Les Girls. That was Tony Bennett, recorded that same year. Cole Porter's last official musical contribution was the music and lyrics to the CBS television special Aladdin in 1958. The special aired only once and had only mild success as an LP. None of its songs are particularly well remembered today. After that, Porter ran into more health problems, forcing him into retirement before passing away in 1964. But right before Aladdin, Porter had one more resounding success. The 1956 MGM film musical High Society. High Society was a musical adaptation of the successful play and film The Philadelphia Story, which became a career changer for star Katharine Hepburn. In High Society, Grace Kelly plays Hepburn's role, with Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra standing in for Cary Grant and James Stewart, respectively. And instead of being a yacht designer, like Cary Grant was in the Philadelphia Story film, Bing Crosby plays a jazz musician, naturally. High Society also co-starred Louis Armstrong, performing with his band on screen. With a cast that included many of jazz's iconic stars, the music was clearly the biggest draw of this film. To close off this tribute to Cole Porter, I'll play three songs from that show now, featuring all the stars I've mentioned so far. First up, here's one of the ballads from the show, sung by Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly, and one of the last great hits by Cole Porter. This is Cole Porter's True Love on Afterglow.
Suntan, windblown, honeymooners at last alone, feeling far above par. Oh, how lucky we are. While I give to you and you give to me true love, so on and on it'll always be true love, true. A guardian angel on high, with nothing to do but to give to you and to give to me love forever.
Sensational. That's all, that's all, that's all.
Just dig that scenery floating by. We're now approaching Newport, Rhode Island. We've been for years in variety. Charlie Knickerbocker, now we're going to be in high, high, so high society, high society. Yes, I wanna play for my former band. He runs the local jazz festival. His name is Dexter and he's good news. But something kind of tells me that boy is nursing the blues. In high, high, high society, high society, high society, high, high, so high society, high society. He's got the blues 'cause his former wife begins tomorrow a brand new life. She started lately a new affair, and now the silly chick is gonna marry a square.
Higher, higher, so higher, so society, higher, so
society. Squirty tail, well,
high, high, so high, society, high, society.
But brother Dexter, just trust your sat. Stop that wedding and kill that match. Toot my trumpet to start the fun and play in such a way that she'll come back to your son. And
high, high, so high society, high society. High, high, so high society. In high.
Bantes, 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 don't dance in.
So sad.
Can you dig old Satchmo swinging in the beautiful high society?
Three songs from Cole Porter's last hit, the 1956 film High Society. Just now we heard Louis Armstrong and his orchestra taking us home with the High Society Calypso. Before that, Frank Sinatra and Nelson Riddle with Porter's song, You're Sensational. And starting that set, Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly from the film performing Porter's last big hit song, the song True Love. And thanks for tuning in to this Cole Porter edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.